talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as always, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Kind of a disturbing event near the White House. You may remember a couple of years ago something they called Havana Syndrome, where there was directed pulse radio energy, and it sickened some of our embassy employees, some of them so badly they had to retire, affected them mentally, cerebrally. Then it started this, they analyze it, and what it is it's a radiation attack, it's directed microwaves. And then that happened to some of our people in Russia, our embassy people there, CIA people. Well, now they have detected it near the White House in Washington, D.C., on our territory. And it's been directed to individual White House staffers. There are three people, three countries, who would have the ability and the inclination to do this. Russia, China, and Iran. My own view, and it's being investigated, is that because it was directed at some of our embassy employees in Moscow and St. Petersburg, that is Russia. Russia is desperate. They're sending their planes, still in international space, but right near the border of Alaskan U.S. airspace. Our ships, our fishing ships, out in international waters are being harassed by Russian ships in the Bering Strait. They've killed people. They are desperate because their economy can't support their ambitions, and it can't support the number of people they have if the West turns against them. The West has no desire to turn against them. We do a joint space program. The Russian people are our friends. They're good people. But they had 1,000 years of Tsarist government, something like almost 80 years, 70 years of communist government, 10 years of democratic freedom under Boris Yeltsin, and now a guy who is a communist in every respect other than name only, and he's essentially the head of organized crime in Russia, which runs the country, and that is Vladimir Putin. They're making a serious mistake. When you direct physical attacks, and I'll tell you something, directed pulse energy, directed microwaves, radiation attack on our employees is a physical attack that has got to be responded to. Now, do we respond militarily? They have 7,200 or so nuclear weapons, and we do too. Ours are better. Obviously, our submarine force is without parallel around the world. There's nothing they can do about it. Sit on the bottom of the ocean all over the place with missiles that could destroy their country, but then they could destroy ours. We don't want it. What do you do when somebody in that kind of a standoff starts to commit physical attacks against your country? And I think what Biden is doing is exactly right. We're going to ratchet up the financial sanctions. They are pitiful in terms of the international economy. We right now, starting in June, are not going to buy any of our banks bonds that are denominated in rubles. And we can ratchet up from there. If we said we're not going to cash any Russian checks, it would shut them down. But that might force them into war. You got to do it bit by bit so the people throughout Russia start to see what Putin is doing to them. But this was directed at us. You can say it might not have been Russia. Then why was it directed at our employees in Russia? Why was it? And in Cuba, the Ruskies have been in bed with the Cubans ever since Fidel Castro came to power. China has a very limited presence down there. They're trying to horn in more. Iran less so. I think it's Russia. Going to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Lead off batter, Mark from the SAC. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, I hear this, you know, that you mentioned, you know, that a thousand years of, you know, czarist, authoritarian expansion there in Russia. And what kind of crystallized in my mind, as has before, is that the Rus were actually a Viking tribe that moved into Russia. And, you know, considering that the Vikings were more or less a freedom, a more freedom-loving people, it's amazing that they grafted themselves onto the Slavic population that was there, and then more or less accepted the authoritarian rule, you know, ever increasing by the czars. Is funny, not funny in a funny way. But I mean, then we had the Red Tsar under Stalin. I mean, and then we've got the oligarch Tsar under Putin and his cronies. That and a revolution in Russia at this point in time is other than a soft revolution and the government just collapsing and these guys fleeing to whatever little southern, you know, whether a little southern paradise they can carve out for themselves at some point in time is likely going to be the case. But I mean, that we had such an opportunity in Russia after the fall of communism to actually help them form a democratic government, but no, we sent in the Chicago schoolboys from, you know, from the Ayn Rand school of thought that, you know, came in and grabbed all the assets and then the Russian.
No, listen,
people,
I love the history. Russian, yeah, it's a good. I will differ, yeah, in one respect, Mark. Only in one respect. I wouldn't speak overly highly of the Vikings. They had historically been seen as marauders, killing a lot of people in what's now England and Ireland. They went down. They even got down, believe it or not, the Danube, going into Hungary. And in 1655, they invaded and briefly occupied Poland. So whenever anybody thought of a Viking, they didn't think of the Minnesota football team. They thought about guys that came to kill a lot of guys. So they cleaned up their act. You know, they settled down. Scandinavia is a great place. But, you know, this business is, there's been nothing but, frankly, continuous warfare throughout the world. It's nice to see it ratcheted down a little bit, but the only way it's going to stay totally ratcheted down is if the United States, with our values, our Constitution, and our commitment to everybody, just is the biggest, baddest guy in town. Not that we're going to use it, but we're not going to let the commie Ruskies, and that's what they really are, 1,000 years of czars, 70 or so of communism, and then a brief interlude, and now you have Putin again. Enough's enough. They're good people. They deserve a good government, and we're going to give them the example. So thanks a lot for calling. And Mark, love the history. Love the history. History is at the bottom of everything. You are not woke if you don't know history. So in any event, what do we do? What do we do about importing Havana syndrome? Havana syndrome, radiation attacks, directed microwaves, directed pulse energy, injuring our people. You can't continue to have it. Now, it is true, Biden's on the case. Trump wasn't on the case. Trump wasn't on the case. Whatever Putin wanted, he said, fine. That's another reason I think it may be Putin. Not only because it was directed against our embassy employees in Russia and not Iran and China, and not only because it started out in Havana, where the Russians are deep in bed, but also under Trump, nothing happened. And our own people were getting injured. They were getting damaged. They were getting damaged. He didn't do anything about it. All of this, deeply, deeply suspicious. I think it is Russia. And I think what's going to have to happen is that Biden's going to have to say, all right, we are going to ratchet up. We're going to ratchet up the economic sanctions, slowly turn the tourniquet around Putin's throat ever so slightly. We don't want warfare. We do not want warfare, but ever so slightly. So people in the cities around Russia are going, God, why is bread scarce? You know, nobody wants to buy our oil. Nobody will buy our bonds. What are we, the international skunks? No, you're not. You're not skunks. You're good people. You're good people. Your leadership are skunks. And that is the problem. You can't replace them without a revolution. Well, you did it back in 1917. And frankly, in 1989, when the wall came down voluntarily from Mikhail Gorbachev, then turned it over to Boris Yeltsin. That can happen again. But in the meantime, they can't be permitted to attack our people. They simply can't. And, you know, frankly, they can't be permitted to continue to keep buzzing Alaska. You know, when you're in an airplane, there's no line up in the sky. You know how in an NFL game, there'll be a line on the screen that goes, here's the first down? That's just fictitious. There isn't such a line like that. Well, it's the same up in the air. So they love to come as close as they can to U.S. airspace. Well, they can make a mistake. Why are they buzzing around? We don't buzz Russian airspace. We don't buzz Chinese airspace. We don't buzz anybody's airspace. And we don't want our airspace buzzed either. And we're going to a break. The lines are alive. Do not hang up. Do not hang up. As soon as we come back from the break, we will go to the lines. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.